BIS report. Tokenization could transform financial markets but requires careful central bank oversight. Key points: the report defines tokenization as the process of generating and recording digital representations of traditional assets on programmable platforms, highlighting its potential to transform how financial markets operate through multi-asset, multifunction capabilities. Central banks face critical decisions about their role in tokenized systems, including whether to provide central bank money as a settlement asset and how to oversee these new arrangements while maintaining financial stability. Token arrangements could reshape financial market structure. The Bank for International Settlements, BIS, has released a comprehensive report examining how tokenization could fundamentally alter the structure of financial markets. The report, published in October 2024, suggests that token arrangements, infrastructures supporting digital token transactions, could enable multiple assets, functions, and parties to operate on single platforms, potentially reducing friction in financial transactions and improving resource allocation. According to the report, these arrangements differ from conventional systems by allowing various financial market functions to be combined on unified platforms, from trading to post-trade processing. This integration could streamline operations and reduce costs, though the BIS emphasizes that adoption remains uncertain and will depend on various factors, including regulatory frameworks and market demand. Benefits and risks need careful consideration. While tokenization offers potential advantages such as improved transparency and reduced settlement risk through atomic settlement, the report warns that these benefits come with significant challenges. The BIS identifies several key risks, including governance issues, potential conflicts of interest when multiple functions are combined on single platforms, and the possibility of market fragmentation if different token arrangements cannot effectively interoperate. The report particularly emphasizes that while token arrangements might reduce some traditional risks, they could introduce new ones or transform how existing risks manifest. For instance, operational and cyber risks might play out differently in tokenized systems, especially when multiple processes are automated and interconnected. Central banks face critical policy decisions. A significant portion of the report focuses on implications for central banks, highlighting several key policy considerations. Central banks must decide whether and how to provide central bank money as a settlement asset for token arrangements, potentially through tokenized versions of central bank money or by connecting existing payment systems to token platforms. The report also addresses the ongoing debate about stablecoins as settlement assets, noting that while some initiatives are exploring their use, stablecoins raise concerns about price stability, redemption at par, and risk concentration. The BIS suggests that central banks may need to carefully consider their policy response to stablecoins while emphasizing the importance of maintaining the singleness of money, the concept that different forms of money should be interchangeable at par value. The findings suggest that while tokenization holds promise for improving financial market efficiency, its development requires careful oversight and coordination between private sector initiatives and central bank policies. The report concludes that the future impact of tokenization remains uncertain, with outcomes largely dependent on market adoption, regulatory frameworks, and the policy choices of central banks.